so important. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Then David said in Psalm 61, I love this. God be merciful unto us and bless us, 61:1, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. The man who was after God's own heart. This is what he said. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. O God, let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Oh, God, Lord, I believe you're governing the nations of the world. Selah, pause and reflect. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. All the ends of the earth shall fear him. I don't know about you, but I think we better start praising God in the midst of your challenge. Praise him. Exalt him. The Bible tells us the gospel is to be preached throughout the whole world. Let me just go there, if I could. I told you folks that I am being revived by reading my dad and mom's story. This is the foundation of this church, folks. Souls. Let me read to you. The Mennonite Mission in Harrisburg. Irene, we have a picture here of the Sixton Rally. I looked at that. I was up there, right across from Bethesda Missions. As for this man took us, his siblings, we were just 8, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, Dad. When you took us up to Harrisburg, when you said, God told me I got to quit farming and go preaching, you took, brother, sister, it's reviving in me. Let me read to you. We're faithfully worked at the mission church with Pastor Chester Martin. I became active in visitation and also transported people in my car to church on Sunday school. Got to go back to that, folks. We had Pastor Lester Hoover come to be an evangelist. On one of those days, it was arranged that I would go. Now, he's farming. He's working. He built the first bridge going into Brass Pole. He built that bridge. He was working this time. He was working on a farm with a feed mill. Right, Dad? You remember that? I remember that. And one of these days, it was arranged that I would go with the evangelist to do house visitation. Everyone we visited that day accepted Jesus as their Savior. And we were so grateful for God's blessings upon us. Everyone. In the home of John James Hires, Brother Lester asked James if he wanted to receive Jesus as his Savior. In a very formal way, he answered, yes, sir. Afterwards, Brother James Hires became a close friend of mine. We did 3 missionary trips to his hometown in Anderson, South Carolina. Come on. Later, he was ordained to the ministry and became the pastor of the Mennonite Church in Anderson. All because of this man. He was fulfilling the call in his life to go quit the farm and to go preaching. You hear stories. You'll laugh, you'll cry. I encourage you all to read it. Who don't have this book? Who don't have this book? Raise your hand. Okay, you don't have it? Right there. I want you to read it. Lord, do it again with all of us, we pray. Jesus said, as he was commissioning his people in Matthew 28, we find that he was there with the 11 disciples. And he took them to the mount, and Jesus had appointed them. When they answered, verse 17 of the 28th chapter, when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. They even doubted Jesus. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things what I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Then we go on, and the gospel was preached. Matthew 24, and we see in verse 13, 14, and this gospel of the kingdom, Jesus said, shall be preached unto all the world, for he witnessed unto all nations, and then shall the end come. That's when he was predicting the times we're living in. Shall be wars and rumors of wars. In Mark 13, Jesus was saying that nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms again. Reread that. Mark 13, you can read that whole chapter and see it. But he said, take heed, they will deliver you, and they will do all kinds of things. But in verse 10 of chapter Mark 13, he says, and the gospel must be preached among all nations. All nations. And then Jesus challenged him when he was raised from the dead, you know. And he appeared unto them on Mark 16. The two walk into a road to Emmaus there, and they went and told it to the rest. And neither they believed that Jesus was alive. Afterwards, he appeared unto the 11 and sat at meat, and he upbraided their hearts because they did not believe him. And then he said in verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There's so much. Power was given also to do missions. We find in Acts 1, being assembled together, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father that said he would come. And in verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to us? You're talking about the kingdom. They were looking for a natural kingdom. And look what Jesus said in verse 7. He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and the season which the Father has put in his own power. But this is what will happen to you. You're going to receive power. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and unto the othermost parts of the earth. When he spoke this to them, while they were there, he was taken up in the cloud, and he was out of their sight. Get that picture, okay? The ones that he was with for 3.5 years. Get that picture. No. They were there. He's gone. They didn't know this was going to take place. You get that picture. He was with us. He's not there. But the Bible tells us in verse 12. Let's see. No, verse 11. No, verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Who were they? Angels. Which said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which was taken up from you into heaven shall come in like manner as you have seen him go away. And What did they do? Verse 12. And they returned, they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you into the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And they waited. Waited. The Bible tells us 500 were told that. But only 120 stuck it out. It's too long. We're just waiting. But Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, God, there's a time, folks. There's a time. And I believe it is our time. I hope you understand that we're not here just to maintain these four walls, folks. And just to zero in on how we can do this better, take care of these four walls. The reason we take care of these four walls is so that the gospel goes out around the world. Can you say amen? So important. 2020 vision for 2020. Very important. Now, it's very important, and I just want to close with this. I want to read to you what Hudson Taylor had to say about China. We want to pray for China right now. Let's pause. Father, out of China comes a most devastating disease or sickness, Lord God, and it's killing, already killed a bunch of people and even a doctor, and they're quarantining so many people around the world. Lord, I pray that somehow you will use this to help us all to call upon you, and especially China, in Jesus' name. I want to share with you, Hudson Taylor was amazing. He was born on May 1832, and he passed away June 1905. He was a professional man. There's so much about him. They were responsible. Taylor spent 51 years in China. Okay, get this picture. And he was responsible for bringing over 800 missionaries to China, who began 125 schools and was directly result of over 18,000 Christian conversions. And he established more than 300 stations of works, more than 500 local helpers in all 18 provinces of China. And get this, there's so much here. Let me read to you. Even since China opened, he said this, I have been in deep conviction the lost condition of heathen and their utter need for Christ. Since then, nothing has happened to alter the conviction. In fact, everything I have experienced seems to be strengthened that belief. For example, when I was a novice missionary, I had an experience I have never forgotten. I had an infinite privilege of seeing a young leading Chinese merchant converted to the faith in Jesus Christ. This man had been searching for truth by Confucianism, by Buddhism, by Taoism. He found no rest. I had the great privilege of introducing Mr. Ni to the Word of God. One day he asked me the question, how long have you had the glad tidings of the gospel in England? I found myself ashamed to tell him. I replied that it was several hundred years that we had the gospel in England. In astonishment, he explained, what? Several hundred years? Is it possible that you have known about Jesus so long and only now come and tell us? He continued sadly, my father sought the truth for over 20 years and died without finding it. Oh, why did you come so late? These searching words resound through my soul and permit me no peace unless I work with everything I have for God's missionary enterprise. My goal is to live my life that the judgment at judgment, no one will say, why didn't you come sooner? China. Well, there's so much you punch up Hudson Taylor, you'll find a lot of interesting things. Now, there was another lady, young lady, who also, her name was Lottie Moon. Lottie Moon. Now, this, and I encourage you to write this name down, Lottie Moon, and do a research of what this lady had done for the cause of Christ in China. Moon was born affluent and parents, and she was Stouts Baptist down south here. Grew up. She was only 4'3" tall, and her family owned 150 acres, a tobacco plantation called Viewmont near Scottsville, Virginia. And Lottie was the fourth in a family of 5 girls and 2 boys. Lottie was only 13 when her father died in a riverboat accident. And the Moon family valued education, and at age 14, Lottie went to school in a Baptist affluent Virginia female seminary and a female institute. She attended in Charlotte, Virginia. And in 1861, Moon received one of the first master's degrees awarded to a woman by Southern institution. And she learned Greek and French and Latin. And she became expert in Chinese. Now, I'm just taking a little time here. I just want to read what she said about China. The idea gaze of curiously among many Chinese are now being exchanged for earnest thought and respect attention to the precious words of life. But my heart breaks because what could so few missionaries do among so many Chinese? Why, in Shantung province alone, we had 800 villages and only 4 missionaries. Get the picture. I have pleaded to have missionaries sent to Pingtung and Shantung, and we ought to have 100 missionaries. And we only had 8. And what the vast region beyond with its teeming millions, what should we do with them? My former prayer was, God, open up China well, and he has. By now he goes forth to possess the land that God has opened. Silver, where is the silver and the gold that shall be the Lord's treasury to bring the gospel to China? I fear that some Christians, I'm sorry to say, are laying up fields next to their already bought ones, laying up money in their banks and spending it on selfish indulgence while these precious Chinese go down to their death. They haven't even heard of Jesus' name. In the day of judgment, I wonder, at those doors will that sin lie? Yes, great changes are being made here, and wonderful progress is being made. But the thought keeps coming to my mind. What are we doing to utilize the opportunity God has given us? How long must the king's business go undone? How many more millions of souls will pass into eternity without hearing the name of Jesus? So, with that in mind, I want to do something this morning as the Holy Spirit has been working on my heart tremendously. What about you and I? Today, I wonder if there's anyone in this house would say, Pastor Mel, I want to give my life for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus around the world, starting right within my own home, on the job, in the community, and wherever I am. Is there any person here that would come to the altars and stand and say, Lord, here I am? And while you're thinking about that, you can come as the Spirit tugs at your heart only. The golden harvest field ready to yield. It is harvest time all around the world. The sun is sinking fast. The harvest soon will pass. Go forth, ye reapers, evangelize the world. Pray a little more, give a little more, go or send a substitute to God's harvest field. I hear the Master say, work while it is day. Behold, the night is coming. Evangelize the world. The message Jesus gave still has power to save to all who believe in his name. It seems unfair that we should live so selfishly while many die who never hear his name. So what about you? Pray. Is there anyone here in the house who wants to be in that position? A little more. Give a little more. Go or send a substitute to God's harvest field. The message Jesus gave still has power to save to all who believe in his name. Any takers here today? Say, here I am, Lord. Use me. That's all I'm asking for. Anyone in this place wants to be used of God? That's all I'm asking for. Just stand here. By coming, you're saying, I just want to avail myself at home, on the job, in the community, everywhere I go, to share God's life. Thank you, Lord. Lord, will you tug at our hearts? Will you speak to us, Lord? The lost and the dying world out there, folks, I invite you. I invite you. I want to be the first to be here too this morning. Oh God. There's others that he's speaking to. I invite you to come. Let's all just stand up if you would here this morning. Stand up. I believe there's an urgency in the Spirit of God today. I believe that with all my heart. All he needs is willingness. He doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies those who he calls. I invite you. I have to wait because I believe God is speaking to others. I'm available here today. Lord, I want to thank you for speaking to our hearts here today. Holy Spirit of God.